Revoisai. Okay, continuing our discussion yesterday about curling of payas. And the question was, it was said that you're not allowed to use gel or sugar water, which apparently some people do, or the chassidish children who've got these beautifully curled payas, some of the adults as well, so, or hairspray, which is the same thing. And the shaila was, what was the issa? So if it's a gel, then the issa could be memareach, because you're spreading a material which itself is not liquid, and therefore there's an issa memareach of spreading. Like, for instance, the difference between, I don't know, toothpaste and mouth, what's it called, rinse, yeah? Oral rinse, yeah? Oral rinse on Shabbos is, what?
Mouthwash.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so that's okay, but toothpaste, you're spreading, that's one. But the other thing is, the Mishnah Shabbos says that you may not make a goydeles in hair on Shabbos. That you cannot create a form in hair on Shabbos. And the chashash seems to be, it's a chashash of boina. It's a chashash of creating a stiff shape as against a loose nothing. And therefore, the Gemara, the Mishnah says, therefore, because it resembles, it's similar. And therefore, based on this, some achronim forbid curling pious and then adding something to it in order to create a situation where the pious remain curled afterwards. Because naturally on their own, if there was no curling and there was no gel and there was no sugar water and there was no spray, then those pious would probably just hang straight. They'd probably just hang straight and loose and look very untidy. And like this, you're creating a shape, and that's a shaila of boina. Some say that it's mutter to just, you know, there are many chassidim who play with their pious, yeah, and they just sort of sit at the table, and whilst they're sitting there, they're twisting them, and if you twist them constantly, then they remain curled. That lechoira is not osa, that's mutter, providing that the person knows that by doing that, he's not pulling any hairs out. If he finds regularly, if he's got the sort of hair which will come out as a result of playing with it, then that would probably be a psikreshe, and therefore it would probably be osa.
Fakrazled was the word you were looking for. Fakrazled.
Fakrazled?
Started the survey in Northwest London, Friday, Kof Gimel Cheshvan, 14th November, Rabbi Rafi Brody, Shlita. Mora Samach Pela. This week's Torah is sponsored by Family Brody. Lechvetzim Sabah Mitzvah of Tzvi Brody Neriyoyim. The Mitzvah is tomorrow. Mitzvah Shem Yehi Rosh and Shizka Harov. Uz Keinov Rav Nachas. Mimene Mekol Yetzei Cholat Sehem. Le'in Nishmas, our founder, Rav Yosef Dov, Ben, Rav Shimon, Michoel Tzvi, Etzkevitz, Zichron Lebrach.
Coming to England from Eretz Yisrael, one appreciates even more the pshat of the Kitzah Shulchan Aruch in something we say every day, Hameir lo'aretz v'lador moler b'rachamim. What's the rachamim? Says the Kitzah Shulchan Aruch that going from dark to light or light to dark very quickly can blind the person. The Ribbono Shel Olam did a huge chesed with us. There's a slow alois hashachar, a slow shkia in order to ease on our eyes. Now, waking up in England, you appreciate this b'yesesa eis, when the day rises and breaks even more slowly. But on a very, very serious note, in life as well, the alois hashachar, the Mashiach coming, and the shoko chamo come slowly as a rachamim. And our dear Dudi Itzkovitz, who is a life friend of mine, it may have seemed like a slow shkia, but to me in Eretz Yisrael, I was emailing him a week before, and his sudden patira left a terrible, terrible loss in my life. And I just want to share with you something that they didn't print, but after the fantastic article in the Mishpacha magazine about this wonderful institution, I wrote, thank you for highlighting Star Today and London's tzaddik at the helm, Reb Dudi, Zecher Tzaddik Livracha. Dudi was one of my best friends since childhood. He always had a great positive attitude that served him until his last day. His smile was always prominent with a good word for everyone. His life never centered around making money or living it up, but rather was always focused on growth in Ruchnius on a personal and klal level. He's a huge loss to all of us. So I want to mention two fun facts before we go into the sugya of today. The first sugya, today there's a pilgrimage to Ma'or HaSamach Pela, to Hebron. So how big is Ma'or HaSamach Pela? You go to a keva, everyone is vying for pole position to touch the keva. But if you think about it, if Adam and Chava were buried there, how big was Adam? Adam was huge, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was memayet him, perhaps 100 amma, some say 1,000 amma. So it could very well be that if you don't actually get to the keva, then you're still very much there. Also, in the Masechet Sofrim it says that Avraham was called Anak ba'anokim. Anak ba'anokim ze Avraham Avinu. Shehoyo govoya kimosi kineged shivim va'arba anoshim. Va'achiloso yushdiyosoi kach hoyo. Kineged shivim va'arba anoshim v'koichoy kach. So if he was so large, so tall, then perhaps it gives us a different image of what Maros HaMachpelah could actually look like. The second fact that you mentioned is that it says in the Chidah, B'Shem Rebbe Lezer Milgermaiza, that Maros HaMachpelah stay, Maoras, stay HaMachpelah, Rosh Tevis Moshe. The Moshe Rabbeinu v'tzipoira nikvaru b'ma'oras ha-machpelo. Hafla v'fele. Obviously, Moshe Rabbeinu was buried. Obviously. But the question is what happened afterwards. Whether he was miraculously taken from there next to the Yarden to Ma'oras HaMachpelah. I have two huge caches on this. If anybody is comfortable with this, that Moshe and Tzipora were buried in Ma'oras HaMachpelah, it's a pele ploy. One, cache number one, is from something we say in Kinnas. Vayelech Yirmiyo al kivei Avos. He went to the Avos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Yirmiyo, go and wake it up the Avos HaKadoshim. Go and wake up Moshe Rabbeinu. And Yirmiyahu says, I don't know where Ben Amram is buried. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, go to the Yarden. Mul the Yarden, go. And that's what you should daven for him. Against the Maisa, he didn't want to. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know what was going on. He comes afterwards. Now, if Moshe Rabbeinu was in Ma'oras HaMachpelah by that point, then the GPS is wrong. Kasha number two. There's four zugois in Ma'oras HaMachpelah. And Esav is coming to fight for the last spot. If there are more spots in Ma'oras HaMachpelah, what's Esav fighting about? Plenty of room. If there's room for Moshe and Tzipora, then there's room for Esav. So what was he fighting over that last position?
Also, the pasuk says by Moshe,
I'm going to come to that later. And the pasuk says that the medrash says, "V'lo yada ish es kiburosoi, mize ish Moshe." Moshe is called the hell ish, but according to this, it's gavaldi because he didn't know where ikke kiburosoi was. Is ikke kiburosoi over there, or is ikke kiburosoi by? I thought they bring this. Yeah, is ikke kiburosoi adarava? According to this chat, it's better that Moshe Rabbeinu himself didn't know, because he didn't know where his Ikki Kvura was. So now I want to start to talk about Ma'oras HaMachpelah, Chevron, the Maila of the Mokim. Much of what I'm going to say comes from the Sefer Shi'ur L'Yom HaShabbos by Rav Moshe Miller. Just as an anecdote, in yeshiva, I brought the Sefer Shi'ur L'Yom HaShabbos because I wanted to prepare the Shi'ur. And next to me is Hagoyin Rav David Kestenbaum. He's the Poisek in our yeshiva. And he saw me learning from the Sefer. And yesterday, he came to tell me, he said, I called up Rabbitson Miller, Rabbi Moshe Miller's wife. And she was thrilled to know that somebody was using her husband's Sefer. So just the sensitivity of a godly Yisrael, Rav David Kestenbaum, saw me using a Sefer, makes an international call to Gateshead to Mrs. Miller to give her some nachas in her elderly state. Fantastic. Why do we have the whole story of the buying of Ma'oras HaMachpelah? There's not a tag extra in the Torah, and yet the Torah goes at such length to tell us the whole story of its acquisition. Question number one. Question number two, in the Medrash Rabbah it says, Kol mi shekovu b'soicho, botuach sheschoroi kofol umuchupol. It's not enough. Kofol umuchupol. What's pshat? Kofol umuchupol. About buying Ma'oras HaMachpelah, says the Medrash Rabbah, it says Asora Pa'omim B'nei Ches. 10 times. Asora Keneged Aseres Hadibrois. Lelamedcho. Shekol mi shemevarer mekchoy shel tzadik keilu mekayim Aseres Hadibrois. You help the tzadik by Ma'oras HaMachpelah keilu mekayim Aseres Hadibrois. What does that mean? The last question is something we say every Shabbos, and there's many tirutzim to this kasha. Zomemo sode vatikocheo. This is the hesped of Avraham Avinu and his dear wife Sarah, and he says that you bought this field. Sarah bought the field. What did she do to buy the field? There's some Rishonim who learn that she came by herself to Hebron because she knew that her end was near. But she definitely, Lechoya, didn't have anything to do with the sale of Ma'oras HaMachpelah. So what does it mean that Sarah was Zomemo? She was Zomim. She thought about it. And she bought Ma'oras HaMachpelah. Gevaldik. So these are the four kashas. So let's start on a journey to Ma'oras HaMachpelah. B'Zoyar HaKadosh, it says that Ma'oras HaMachpelah is the Pesach to Gan Eden. So I want to discuss for a moment, what does it mean that it's the Pesach of Gan Eden? What is a Pesach? What's the Hagdorah of a Pesach? A Pesach is the bridge between a Rishus HaRabim and a Rishus HaYochid. The Gemara in Shabbos Davov says that an iskupa is the threshold of a door, meshameshesh shtei reshuyos. It is part of two reshuyos. When the door is open, then it's kilifnim. When the door is closed, it's kilechutz. So it's a type of link that is mekashe or reshus harabim or reshus hayochid. It's something that's a transition between one reshus to another reshus. And there's this world, and there's the next world. And the Mesilas Yesharim tells us in Perik Aleph, "Im tamik oy beinyan tireh, ki ha'olam nivra l'shimush ha'adam." The world is supposed to be for our use. Omnam hu oymed b'shikul gadol. Im adam nimshachach ha'olam. If you eat, drink, and make merry, umisrachik mi boiroi, hine hu miskalkel. You mekalkel yourself, umekalkel ha'olam imoy. Im hu shoylet b'yatzmoy. If he's careful, if he controls himself, the dovak beboiroi, umishtamish meolam rakli oislil siyu ala avoidas boiroi, he uses this world as a help for himself to be able to get to the next world, humisale veha oilam atzmoi misale imoi. So this is this world and the next world, and the mokoim, the threshold, the door to Gan Eden is in Chevron. Chevron is mesamel, this transition from this world to the next world. And it's called Chevron. Chevron is the chibur between this world and the next world. We say many times a day, Asher yotzeh es odom mechokhma. And at the end we say, Baruch ato Hashem roifi chol basor umafli la'asoyf. What's the pele? The pele is that a person is a guf and a neshama, and he's got to have, there's a door, and he's got to live gashmias and ruchnias together, and make sure that the focus of his day, the focus of his life, is on the ruchnias and not on the gashmias. La Hashem ha'aretz umloyo, V'ha'oretz nosa livnei odom. Ask the Gemara Astira. Is this world ours, or is this world HaKadosh Baruch Hu's? The Teretz is, kan lifnei habracha, v'kan achrei habracha. If your focus on eating is to have koyach for avodas Hashem, then adarabah, then it's all yours. That is what this world is for. So let's, with this, try and understand a bit about chevron. Eretz Yisrael is Oyre Shel Oylem, is the epicenter of Kedusha in this world. Within Eretz Yisrael, Chevron is that place that is Mekashe, is Mechaber, Shomayim Ba'oretz. The Ovis HaKadoshim are called Yeshene Chevron. Why are they called Yeshene Chevron? Is a person known for where he's buried? The Teretz is that they were Masig. They achieved in their lives the Kedusha, the Shleimus in Kedusha, of living in this world, Kimei Shomayim Al Ha'orez, living a Himmeldika life in this world where total focus was on where am I going? I heard at the time when Reb Motzke Miller was Nifta that the Rebbetzin Miller said that for my husband, being Nifta was like changing from weekday clothes to Shabbos clothes. Hearing him talk for so many years about where he's going, that was how she felt his patir was like. The tfilois, says in the Svarim HaKadoshim, they pass through Chevron. Somebody asked me this week for a source for this, I don't know, but in the Chabad room in the airport, I heard the Lubavitcher Rebbe saying to somebody who came from Chevron, oh, you're from Chevron, all the tefillahs go there Chevron. So it's worthwhile, not only for the drinks in the Chabad room in Ben-Gurion. The reason I go to the Chabad room is not for the drinks, although it's a huge chesed, is to save me from pritzas. It's the Kedusha room. And you can even watch the Rebbe talk about the Yesheni Chevron. An interesting fact about Chevron is something brought in the Mishnayis Yuma. Everybody was waiting for daybreak in the Beis HaMikdash so that they can start their Avodah, and the bugle caller would say, Barkai, V'yeish Oymim, says the Mishnah, Heir HaMizrach Ad Chevron. It's a funny maramokin, the way of waking up people. Rabbeisai, Chevron, there's an Alois HaShachar over there. Well, the pshat is, if any day of the year represents when a Yid ascends to the Madrega, when he understands why we're in this world, that this world is just a prozdor to go to Olam Haba, to Gan Eden, and as we know from the Maharal, that the Kohen is Gematria, 75, says the Maharal is 7.5, because he is the Megasher, he is the bridge between Teva and Lemala Min HaTeva, and the Beis HaMikdash in Yom Kippur was otherworldly. So obviously if you want to give a tresel, a shokel to Yidden at the beginning of the day, Rabbeisai, not only to be Ma'ori Yesheni Chevron, as the Vatanura says, but to be Ma'ori us. Rabbeisai, it's a Chevron Dike day. It's a day where we're standing at Pesach Gan Eden, when we understand the reality of this world, and we understand what our Avodah is. Every tefillah, al pi kabbalah ki yadua li yodei chen, which I know nothing about, is an aliyah ha'olamos. You get from asiyah, bria, yetzira, to atzilus. And you come back down with the Shefa. That is transcending this world, going up into the next world. Ish ve'isha, shchino shriya b'ineim. He has the yud, she has the hay, and shchino shriya b'ineim. But there's a much deeper concept over here. We know that Chazal tell us, ki veko Hashem, Tzur Oilomim. The world is created with a yud and a hay. Oilom Hazeh with a hay, and Oilom Haba with a yud. If a husband and wife live right, then they create this synthesis of living in this world, shomayimdik, knowing that the focus is on olam haba. Listen to the words of the Sifarna. In loy toiv hayoyis adam levadoi. Loy toiv hayoyis adam levadoi. Lo yusag toiv hatachlis. The ultimate good cannot be achieved by the musay ubetzalmoy. If the man has to change diapers and do the shopping and all the household chores, then he's never going to be able to reach his life goal, his life dream, which is taking the gashmias and turning it into ruchnias, going towards his destiny. An Ezer who can be an equal partner. But Selem Udmus, Kize Hechrechi Loi, Beidias, Sorchov, Behamtsiom, Bemoyadom. The man and wife together, not only is the Shechina there, but they create this Hey of the woman and the Yud of the man, and together they can bring both of them to Chevron. They can bring them both to that place of Chibur Shomayim Va'oretz, where they can together reach the goal of being an Odom Hasholem, like the Mesillas Yesharim said that we mentioned earlier. Now we understand so beautifully. Zomim al Soda Vatikyocher. If a woman knows her role in this world, it's a lifetime avoider of sorrow. Hine ba'oyel. Sorrow is in the oil with no less of a job of an avoider than her husband, who's doing his avodas Hashem. She is the hay of this Shechina Shuri Beinayim that brings both of them to their tachlis or amiti of drive towards Olam Haba. This makes us understand better why the moshel of the Torah HaKadosha is Ish Ve'Isha. The whole of Shir HaShirim is Ish Ve'Isha. Because this is the model. The model of living in this world is being able to use Olam Hazeh as a vehicle towards Olam Haba. So Bnei Cheis were the ones who facilitated the tzaddik to buy Chevron, to buy Moros HaMachpelah. So HaMavare Mikhu Shel Tzaddik understands the avoidas hakodesh of a tzaddik, and therefore it's keilu os kiyem et kol aseres hadibros. There's two types of people. There are people who can actually delve the depth of Torah. There are those who help the tzaddik learn, and they have an equal share in the tachlis ha'olam. So mi shekavu began be'oretz hamachpelah. Schoroi kofel. Why is this schoroi kofel of Misha kofel by Gan Eden, but Moros HaMachpelah? Because not only does he get schar for all the avodas Hashem he did in this world, but all the mundane activities that he had to do in this world to live, they now take on a new role. Then Ezer Latzadik. Everything that somebody does, if it's in order so that he can live a life to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he gets schar for that as well. If you live chevrindik, you get schar kofel u'mechupel. Perhaps this is why Kolev went to daven in Chevron, of all places. He went to daven in Chevron because going into Eretz Yisrael can mean two things. Lechol mipiriyav lispoy mituva. Is Israel Israel, or is it Eretz Yisrael? Unfortunately, perhaps on their level, the Meraglim saw it as Israel, and if it's Israel, then it's surrounded by enemies, ein lo kiyum, and we can't do this. But Kolev wanted to tap in to the Chevron. If you understand that life is Chevron, then it's Eretz Yisrael. It's the best place in the world to be able to make that transition from Olam Hazeh to Olam Habo. I don't know anything about this, but in Svarim HaKadoshim it says, there are 800 olamos shel kisufim. There are 800 worlds of desire. 400 tuma and 400 of kedusha. Ephraim is gematria 400. He's a bad man. And Avram Avinu is taking all that olam of taiva, and with arba miris shekel kesef, he is taking everything this world has and he's transferring it to Kedusha. We should all have Arbamiyot's Kisufim the Kedusha. Because of the Chet, we lost it. We had to be 400 years in Golos in order to repair that and come back to the pristine state of Arbamiyot's Oilomoyot's the Kedusha. And obviously that's where Esav comes with Arbamiyot's Ishimoy, trying to destroy Yaakov Avinu's life work. Very interesting, the Moreh Naim says, Gevaldik. It says, Yesh lo imone, roitze mosayim. Yesh lo imosayim, roitze arbamis. Losh na Gemara. You have to do maths for us? Basic, elementary maths? I did lower level maths. Yeah, even I know. Two and two is four. Yesh lo imone, roitze mosayim. Yesh lo imosayim, roitze arbamis. At the end of the day, if he's running after his tibus, he'll want all the 400 along with the kisufim, the tumah. So we finally understand why the oimik of Moreh HaMachpelah. Avram Avinu is the one who says, Avram, Avram, Vayomer Hineini. Say the Tzvarim HaKadoshim, there's an Avram down here, and every one of us has this. And there's an Avram up in Shomayim, who's a twin. And the tachlis of our life is to make sure that we live up to becoming like our twin in Shomayim, living a life that's going to transcend us from this world into Olam Haba, into Gan Eden. How did Avraham Avinu find Moreh HaMachpelah? Ve'laboker rotz Avraham. And the cow was running and running and running until it hit the Pesach of Moreh HaMachpelah. How ironic, how wonderful it is that Avraham Avinu, doing a mundane act of eating with guests, but this is Avraham Avinu's life work. Avraham Avinu, Amud HaChesed. Obviously, when you're doing your life work, you're going to find the Pesach Gan Eden. You're going to find Moreh HaMachpelah. Beautiful how he found it there. That's the pshat. I just want to finish by saying Avot B'Shem, my 7-year-old son, Yehuda Brody. Because he asked the kasha. He didn't say the ksava kabbalah's teretz. And sometimes you want to give your kid a frask, and you really have to give him a kiss. He said, Abba, ma pirush shnei chayi sora? Hayash shnei sora? I said, get the kasha. So herzi, the words of the ksava kabbalah. Ki ha'oyshe ha'amiti la'odom, hu behiyoyse chai, chayim kfulim. The real beauty, the real happiness of a person is when he lives a double life. Chaye haguf, im chaye hanefesh. Mis'asek be'idyoni gashmi, ve'kavonas to'eles ruchni. Val yidei ze hu chaye oylem hazeh, metzuref im chaye oylem habo. Zehu shehida ator al sore imenu. Her whole life, B'meshech amidoso ba'oretz, ha'neshoma alazu hoyo chai, chai kfulim anizkorim. V'zehu she'omer ha'kosuv, shnei chai soro. Rotzo loima, sh'loi hoiso chiyuso chiyus gufi levad. Aval hoyo metzuref eilov, connected to it was gam chiyus aruchni. Ulefi zeh herzu ha'pshat v'mtsev ha'kabolah. Teivas, shnei? Shame le mispar hazugi. It's a double chaye sora. Yehuda Brody. Shnei chaye sora. Yes, she lived two chaye soras. There were. There's a vertel. Bas kuf ke bas chof. That in Sorrow's life, she lived, Capital Kuf, Mizmor Lesoida Oriu LaHashem, Kebas Chof Lamnatzeach, Yancha Hashem V'yoyim Tzoro. She lived a life, Kulam Shovim L'toiva. How does one do this? So the Michta Milio, when writing about Tzadik V'ra'ale Rosh V'toivloi, he says, Loma Anoshim Loi Mevinim, people don't understand, Lama Tzadik V'ra'ale Rosh V'toivloi. Ochen kol ze bolonu me'asher roin es olam hazeh al pi mabat shitchi. This comes from a very superficial vision of olam hazeh. Ach ilu higanu lemadrega asher roin ba es olam mamat asher limdunu chazal ha olam hazeh doim eli proiz do lifnei olam haba, we wouldn't have any kashas, because it's your tafkid. Part of your tafkid to come to your Pesach Gan Eden, how are you going to get from here to there, everybody with their personal tachlis? You won't have a kasha. Why? Baskuf, kebas chof.
So we follow on from Baskuf, kebas chof, Baskuf, kebas zayin, on the same thought. there are parts of a young person which have tremendous malus. They have alacrity, and they have zrizes, they have speed, they have koyach, they have energy. Old people are zweifies and kaiver. And therefore, by the time they get old, so lemasa. There are malas of old people as well, because old people have got experience, they've gone through life, they've seen. And that's from Seifer's mala, that baskiv kebaschuf kebazayin, that everything that could be possibly achieved in a lifetime, she already had it when she was 7 years old. And every mala that a young person has, she still maintained when she was baskiv. So therefore, there was no difference. She was Ishu HaMishlemes at both parts. There's also another Heura that Bas Chuf Kebazayin LeYoifi, so he adds a beautiful Heura that the Masa is a 7-year-old girl, is cute, but a 20-year-old woman is a young woman. She's got a certain attraction, a certain charm that it belongs to a grown woman. The vote is that the knowledge of a woman when she's 20, that she has a certain attractive element to men, this was something which the innocence of a 7-year-old doesn't have. And the purity of Suri Maini was such that when she was 20, she still had that purity, that even though she was a very outstandingly beautiful woman, she did not have that aura of seduction that 20-year-old girl would have, but she maintained the purity of the 7-year-old even when she was 20. Just some extra over the baskiv kebazayin. But what I want to talk about here is like this. Shtayt, that the famous Eli Eli, there's three mahalchem, but I'm not going to go through those three. I think you probably spoke about it before. But Rashi mentions there, bas hoysel Eliezer, wo his mechazanim tse'ilo, she'em lavruam lifnes eilu v'asir bitoy. Famous Chazal. Here he is, Eliezer and Avraham, with a daughter, 3 years in Gateshead, old, yeah, and with skirts, Allah Yadira, with the right length hair, with the Eurenglech Kotze, Allah Malas, and she can get lernen, can all Reb Shimon's, with Reb Chaim's, and he's going running after there to Ramna Reims, Luvan. So he says, "What's felt it? Do I have to go running far for Shadicha?" So what does Avraham Avinu say to him? Yeah, should know say, "Umalay Avraham, b'ni burach, v'atu ure, v'ain ure medabek burach." You try that once as a shatran, yeah? If you pick up the phone, and then the person on the other end says, "I want to suggest a shidduch to you," and the person says to me, "Huh, shidduch me? Gescholten mensch, verbrecher, cursed person, and you want for my daughter? My son," that would be the last shidduch that fellow ever suggested. And Avraham Avinu makes a scathing comment. And also remember that this person who he's suggesting it to as Eliezer is Skambaisa Moshe B'chol HaShaloi, the close one to him. How do you speak to Eliezer like this? And question number two is a Megala Mikis, an interesting one, which says that there was a Gilgal, a reincarnation of Eliezer's Neshuma into none less than Yosef HaTzadik. Who's hot eins mit dem zweiten? Interessante Sache. So, briefly, the vote is like this. Eliezer Eved Avuam was really, he had a Zayde, and the Zayde's name was Chom. He was an Eved because he came from a background and hierarchy of Avdus. So, Lemasa, the reason that Chom was the Eved was because Chom had a particular characteristic of narcissism. He was a very self-centered man. He was a person who thought about nobody else except himself. His egocentricity led him to be only one of the three titled ones in the by Noach and the Taiva, that were business as usual, and he was certainly not interested in the fact that the whole world was going up in smoke. And as far as he was concerned, they consorted, and as usual with their wives, the Oirev and the Kalev and Chom. So he merged black, and he came out noticeably egocentric child, and this carried on to. Eventually, with Noach's children, where a third of the world wasn't enough for them, but they needed to have more. Al kol punem, Eliezer d'Avraham here wants to be mishadach with Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu's essence is the pole opposite, because he is a person who gives of himself. His ethos is kiloy chesed, house open from four sides. Person who's prepared to risk his life, put his neck on the chopper for Lot, and to go to fight against kings and superpowers. Kurdish! He doesn't think about himself in life. He's always busy giving. Chesed l'Avraham. Fregt Avraham Avinu, how do you expect that these two should be Meshadach? Bani is Buruch, and your daughter is Ure, so it's a different mindset. You come from a place. Now, at this point, Eliezer d'Avraham takes on a new identity. He lost his name. All they call him throughout the Parsha is Eved. Eved Avraham. Eved Avraham Anochi. Which means that notwithstanding the fact that Eliezer Eved Avraham recognized, and if he would have had a mobile, he would have probably phoned up Avraham Avinu at the point of reaching Aram Naim. He says, sir, may I bring to your attention that I nearly got lynched when I came to the place. They wanted to take away all my money. And if that wasn't enough, they stuck a bowl of poison in front of me in my soup. They tried to kill me. Are you still quite sure you want them as machatuna? But he didn't have a mobile. So Lemasa, he went through with that shidduch as if nothing happened. He was resolved. He went with his life, mamish, and he asked the Rebbein Shlomo, help me, please. He supplicated the Rebbein Shlomo should help him. We may help him. You've got your own daughter. If you come back with nothing, No. Selflessness, resolve, desire to go, and finally to reach the place where he came back with Divko, and he said to Avraham Avinu, and that is why he earned the title of Berich Hashem, because he changed his very essence. Like the Rambam says, that if a person wants to go from one extreme to the other, he's very stingy, he should go to the complete extreme of being extravagant and giving money out in the largesse. And here again, he went and he took himself to the complete other extreme, that there was no identity of Eliezer. All he was Eved Avraham. Eved Avraham Anochi. And then he changed over from the Ure to become the Berich Hashem. Meile, he passed that test and he came back with Rivku. He changed his nature from a cursed individual to a blessed individual. He changed his persona from somebody who was of an egocentric and narcissistic background to becoming a person who gives of himself completely and has got no tzuras ein. Which also explains, finally, the Megalamikis. Because the Megalamikis says that there was a gilgal of Eliezer into Yosef HaTzadik. Who is the one which is Ben Poiras Ale Oyen? Who was the one who was sold by his brothers into slavery and went down to Mitzrayim, suffered horrendously at their hands? And eventually, after all that, he came and he said, Ani Yosef Achichem Hashem Machartem Ois Mitzrayimu, and he said, Deni Bachfu, I love you as much as I loved you from the early days, and there's no element even of hatred or animosity between us. Only a person who is Ale Oyen is Oile Ayin, goes beyond the concept of somebody who is begrudging, but somebody who's not a kito oik. And that was the nefesh of Eliezer Eved Avuham, who was also in the beginner of Oile Ayin. He went and he sublimated completely all his own needs, his desires, and his own interests, and went completely altruistically in order to achieve the shidduch for Avu Movini, and his neshama was reincarnated into Yosef HaTzadik.